Yeah, it felt great to be out there with all the older guys, Morgan, Micah, Sanjo. They've been helping me out a lot, so I'm glad to be out there with those guys.
What kind of interaction have you had with those guys in the short time you've been here?
Well, they're definitely showing me love a lot, you know, trying to help me understand the playbook and be in the right spot at the right time. Sean's been helping me out a lot. Like I said, Morgan's been doing a great job of showing me the way and leading me, as well as Micah and Banjo. So they've been doing a great job of keeping in touch with me and keeping me up the game. The scheme is definitely difficult. We have a lot going on. But for the most part, I think I'm just going to keep my head in the playbook and continue to work and move forward.
Are you anticipating having to battle for the starting spot throughout camp, throughout mini camps?
Well, of course. I mean, you have to earn it. So I'm starting from the bottom, trying to pick up this playbook. I'm going to go day in and day out to keep working hard and improve.
How thick is that
deal back today? Is that right? You signed?
I have not signed yet, no.
False report out there.
Can you just talk about what it was like out there for you today and you know, running with the ones and just trying to get acclimated to this defense?
Well, you know, I'm great. I'm very thankful to be out there with those other guys now, and you know, just get a feel to be around them and be with the top guys. And like I said, Morgan, Sean, Micah, Mitchell have been doing a great job of showing me the ropes and you know, teaching me as they go along.
Are you ready for what comes with being the number one pick coming into the locker room like this? What comes with it every day? Eyeballs on what you're doing out in the field and reading about it.
Most definitely. You know, I look forward to it. It's a blessing to be in this position, so I'm going to take advantage of it. Look at the good spots.
Think about seeing trying to defend some Aaron Rodgers passes out there.
Well, yeah, he's one of the best quarterbacks ever to play his game, so just being on there trying to defend a couple of his passes is pretty hard. It's definitely hard, and I'm enjoying it, and it's very humbling.
How have these past 3-4 weeks gone since getting drafted?
You know, it's kind of slowed down now. You know, I'm hearing out my team focused. And get ready for the upcoming season. So slow down a lot.
How thick is that playbook, Kaha? I don't think we have really any idea what you're getting. How do you study it? How do you absorb it?
It's very big. It's a lot going on throughout that playbook. Got a lot of different things going on and stuff like that. So it's a very big playbook.
How do you break it down? Like, where do you start? What do you need to get down first?
Well, first of all, I like to. I just study the playbook all night. Wake up in the morning, look at the playbook. Sometimes I fall asleep with my head on the playbook. So it's very difficult, but as long as you stay in it, then you'll be fine.
Were you the same way at Alabama? Or?
Most definitely, it was the same way. You know, we had a big playbook there, and I know if I wanted to play, I was going to have to be in that playbook and focus on that and maintain that. So it's pretty much the same.
Obviously, Saban coached in the NFL. What words of advice did he give you when you left?
You know, just stay humble. You know, times might get hard, but just stay high, think of the positive things, and continue to move forward.
A lot of us have been covered. Charles Woodson was here, played his way into a Hall of Fame career. What's it like for you to wear and for them to give you 2-1 and walk out in that practice field and get ready to play that on to Sunday?
Well, it's definitely a blessing. He's one of the best at what he does, and you know, I'm very thankful and fortunate to be able to wear his jersey after he's worn it here. So it's definitely a blessing. I'm definitely thankful for it.
Did you watch him as a kid growing up?
Oh, no, most definitely. Now I'm wearing his number that he just wore a couple of years ago. So it's definitely a blessing. Yeah.